This session is called The Power of Repetition. The power of repetition, my friends, is the real magic in our minds that we should incorporate into our lives. No, it's not some dry theory from a library full of dusty books, but a proven and natural process that can get us to where we want to be, and maybe beyond. Repetition, it's like learning to walk. First you fall, maybe even a few times, but by picking yourself up again and again and trying to take another step, one day you'll just step out and never stop. It works the same way with anything else we try to change, improve, or create in our lives. Healthy habits not excluded. Think of it this way. Each repetition is like a small building block that you add to the construction of your new self. The more often you act in accordance with what you wish to achieve, the more solid and stable the building is. Let's take an example. Let's say you want to start running regularly. First day? Well, okay, maybe you'll buckle down and ditch the couch comfort. Day two? And that's where the turning point comes in. Your body and mind start to question, do we really need to do this again? This is where the power of repetition comes in. It's not just about putting on your shoes and walking. It's about strengthening your resolve with each repetition, because that's how habits are formed from motives and plans. Every single time you overpower yourself and take that small action leads to bigger and bigger results. Again, it comes back to knowing why we do it. Without the drive, we won't move past that first day. In short, anyway, and definitely, repetition is like programming our brains. The brain itself is a pretty lazy organ. It loves automation. Give it something you do regularly and it'll think, yeah, this is probably important. I'll do it automatically. And you know what the best part is? It's not just that you start doing it automatically, but you even start feeling weird if you don't do it. A healthy habit becomes a natural part of your life, kind of like brushing your teeth or having coffee in the morning. And how to do it? Conscious focus is your best friend here. What does that mean in practice? It's about reminding yourself every day why you're doing something. Repetition may break the habit, but one little why gives us direction. Do you want to be healthier, more energetic, have more time to do what you enjoy? Great. Keep that in your head anytime you feel a little low on motivation. It's like going on a road trip and checking the map every now and then. And here comes the next bombshell, reflection. Yes, that beloved and sometimes neglected reflection. That moment when you stop and say to yourself, I'm on top of the world today, I succeeded again. Or conversely, okay, today didn't work out, but what can I do differently tomorrow? It's really a tool on steroids. When you learn to regularly evaluate your efforts, you'll be much more conscious of your journey. And more importantly, it won't just let you get off track. Now let's face it, no change is going to happen overnight. You can't squat on one leg and expect to run a marathon tomorrow. Nor are you going to improve your habits at the snap of a finger. It's a journey that requires incremental steps and, above all, patience. But trust me, with each repetition, you'll get one small step closer to your goal. And it's these small victories that in the end create the biggest successes. And now comes my favorite part. When you master the power of repetition step by step like this, you start to discover how it can change everything in your life. Small daily decisions like drinking more water, going to bed a quarter of an hour earlier, or learning one new word of a foreign language gradually accumulate into something much bigger. And believe me, lasting change is the most beautiful side effect of the power of repetition. So, where do we start? Pick one small thing you want to change or improve. Say, for example, every morning I write down one thing I'm grateful for. And I guarantee that a few weeks later, you'll be thinking, wow, if I had known that before, I would have done that 6 months ago. Because repetition, my friends, is the key that can open the door to a new and better you. The fact remains that every day we begin some microscopic or gigantic process of adaptation. We change, learn, and grow, whether consciously or completely out of our control. Whatever the change, one thing is certain: Lasting and meaningful change never comes at the snap of a finger. It takes time, energy, and repetition. What actually makes our brains so elastic? Repetition is something we love and hate at the same time. If we understand it and harness its potential, it can become a phenomenal engine to achieve our dreams. And if we don't? Well, then it just seems like annoying banging on the wall with the same result. However, if we sit down and take a moment to reflect, we will find that repetition is a miraculous tool of our brain. In fact, neuroscience doesn't just analyze it for no reason. Let's be clear. There are billions of neurons in our brains trying to create something like a highway. These highways, the connections between neurons, are created by a very specific activity. Repetition. Is this your first time? There is no highway. It's more like an overgrown forest path that you're not even sure leads to the bathroom or your dream. Repeating the same activity over and over again? Congratulations! The footpath is starting to become a pretty wide path, and if you keep at it, soon there may be trucks driving down it. Voila! This is how neuroplasticity works, the magical process by which we change our brains and reshape old patterns of behavior. But before you picture those trucks driving on the highway in your head, let's get practical. Every change starts with uncertain steps. Think of repetitive action as planting a seed. When you plant the seed of a new routine in your mind, it must be watered by repetition. Without it, you're left with a dry pot full of empty hopes. Now, you may be thinking that repetition is not a sexy idea, but don't worry, it's actually kind of fun. Change needs a clear vision. If you're embarking on something new, goal setting is as important as the Friday night movie schedule. Imagine what your life will look like when you achieve the change. Do you want a healthier body? Imagine putting on your favorite pieces from your closet that make you feel like a superhero. Repeated activity doesn't have to be an uninteresting climb up Everest without an oxygen bomb. Reward yourself every time you reach small milestones. No, I'm not talking about a private plane or a yacht, but maybe something smaller. A good coffee, a book, or at least a new PlayStation. Keeping a record of your progress will not only keep you on track, but also show how far you've come. And most importantly, nothing gives you more pride on the couch at night than seeing that you've been disciplined for more than 2 days. Finally, here's something where we can use our great technology to do something really useful. If you know you don't have it in you to be disciplined, forget, or just need a little nudge, set up notifications for exactly when you want to do your new routine. When routine becomes natural, and how do you know that change is no longer a punishment, but is becoming routine? The moment you don't even realize you're doing something that used to be a huge chore, new habits integrate as smoothly as if they were always there. And that, dear listeners, is the moment we've been waiting for. Something incredible is happening. You are reconfiguring your life and opening doors you never thought you had the keys to. When we manage to build a set of positive habits and these habits become a solid part of our daily routine, something miraculous happens. Suddenly, we realize that even the smallest repetitive actions can dramatically impact our lives, and in the long term, positively and with a significant impact on our mental well-being. Routine isn't just about doing things over and over again. Routine is like an invisible plan that secretly guides your day. It gives us structure and a system, which, by the way, works well even for those who claim to be chaotic creatives. In fact, without a solid structure, we would quite often find ourselves in a kind of mental chaos, as if someone had mixed our calendar, to-do list, and bundt cake recipe into one unreadable stew. Imagine if every morning you had to decide what to do first, toothbrush or coffee. And what about the more complex tasks, like when to exercise, when to work, or when to finally take a break? Establishing a routine brings the relief of not having to constantly think about each step. Certain activities become so automatic over time that we do them without having to have an internal monologue about them. This saves valuable mental energy that can then be invested in more important projects. Let's take a simple example exercise. You decide to exercise every day at 7 a.m. It might hurt at first. Your body will report that it's not ready to leave the comfort of the blanket, and your mind will argue that morning exercise is pointless because it's time in the evening too. But if you endure this phase of resistance, after a few weeks, you will realize that exercise is no longer a question of should I go for you, but simply an automatic habit. Your mind and body will be attuned to the activity with the same complacency with which you make your coffee in the morning, and you'll probably do it with similar love and passion. And you know what the best part is? Once you've mastered this routine, you not only get regular movement, but also more mental freedom. No longer do you have to expend energy on self-talk and decision-making every day. When it comes to routine, our brain is a surprisingly simple companion. It loves repetition. Do you read a few pages of a book every night? After a few weeks, your brain starts sending signals that this is the way it's supposed to be, and you'll even look forward to the ritual, much like pulling out that last piece of chocolate you've been saving. Through repetition, the brain learns to reshape our behavior. But there are other benefits to repetition. Each small change you make to improve your routine boosts your confidence. You start to say to yourself, I can do this. It's really working. And that's how you create a positive loop. The more successful you are, the more you want to keep going. And before you know it, you become a master in areas where you previously felt completely lost. Obstacles on the way to routine. Of course, even the best plan and best intentions can be shattered to pieces by reality. Obstacles come unannounced, sometimes as a bad day or a bad mood. Sometimes as an unexpected obligation. The key to overcoming these obstacles is to prepare for them in advance. Be like a strategist. Plan what you'll do if your running shoes get stuck in the closet and it's raining outside. And you know what? Obstacles can even show you new faces to your routine. For example, if you can't exercise outdoors, try watching a short video with a simple exercise at home instead. Or adapt your daily schedule to keep the routine, although in a slightly different way. The main thing is that you're still going in the right direction. Establishing a routine is not a sprint, it's a marathon. If you don't see an immediate change in the first few days or weeks, don't despair. Every single step, even if it seems small and insignificant, adds up to a larger mosaic of your progress. Learn to appreciate those small moments of victory. When you find that you've only missed one morning workout in the last month, give yourself a round of applause. When you manage to eat a healthy breakfast all week, make a note of it. These small accomplishments will hold you up in tough times. And above all, remember that routine is not about perfection. It's about gradually improving your daily reality so that you feel good. Let's dive into practical part for one last time in this module. 30 days to a new habit through repetition. Why 30 days? It is believed that it takes at least 30 days for the brain to develop new and fixed pathways associated with new behaviors. During this time, through repetition, the activity becomes increasingly automatic, making it easier to incorporate into daily routines. Let's look at the process. Step 1. Choose how you keep your 30-day plan. Diary, notebook, notes on your phone, it is up to you. Step 2. What kind of routine is it? Step 3. What might be the obstacles? Step 4. Why do I want to incorporate this routine into my life? Step 5. Do I want to have a regular time or is it about following it every day, but it doesn't matter what time? Step 6. How will this habit change me and what will it bring me? And last step, when and how will I track my progress? And what rewards will I choose and at what frequencies? Repeat this every day for 30 days. Good luck.